Are cheaper generic versions of COVID-19 vaccines the key to ensuring that everyone in the world is double-dosed? Australia is now backing an international push to waive patent protections for COVID vaccines, treatments and tests to deliver affordable medication to lower-income countries. But the pharmaceutical industry is fighting back, arguing the move will undermine global vaccination efforts rather than strengthen them. Political reporter Stephanie Dalzell has the story.
What does it take to deliver the world's first COVID-19 vaccine?
Delivering a COVID-19 vaccine takes a lot of research and funding, work companies like Pfizer want to protect. So they're fighting back against an international push to share their vaccine secrets with the rest of the world. Elizabeth De Soma is the CEO of Medicines Australia, which represents the major pharmaceutical companies.
By having an intellectual property regime, it encourages new innovations. People will invest in their discoveries.
Under the World Trade Organization rules, patents must stay in place for 20 years before cheaper versions can be produced. But last year, India and South Africa suggested a temporary waiver for any technology needed to prevent or treat COVID-19, including vaccines. After initially stopping short of supporting that idea, Australia is now on board, and Elizabeth De Soma argues it's the wrong move.
We should be concentrating on what are the real barriers to getting the vaccine around the world rather than worrying about whether intellectual property should be waived.
But vaccine patents are a real barrier, according to human rights groups. In some lower-income countries, less than 5% of people are vaccinated. And groups like Amnesty International argue the waiver would allow those countries to make their own vaccines. Professor Kim Mulholland from the Murdoch Children's Research Institute says given billions of dollars of public money went into the vaccines, they should be shared with everyone.
I see these vaccines as a community asset at a time of global emergency. So to think that the intellectual property should limit the availability of those vaccines to most of the people in the world, that's a real problem.
And Dr. Patricia Ranald from the University of Sydney says there's another reason Australians should care about how quickly the rest of the world gets vaccinated.
While the pandemic rages and millions die in poor countries, we get the development of new strains of the infection, like the Delta strain. They will come back and get into countries like Australia, as Delta has.
While more than 100 countries support the waiver, under WTO rules, all 164 member states need to agree before it's adopted. Trade Minister Dan Tehan says Australia is now working to ensure other countries support it, with some, like Germany, still opposed. Getting everyone on board will be an enormous challenge, but without this waiver, Dr. Ranald argues it'll be years until poorer countries are double-dosed.
Some estimates are saying it's going to be 5 years or 10 years before all low-income countries get to 80% of people being vaccinated.
Dr. Patricia Ranald from the University of Sydney, ending that report by Stephanie Dalzell.